Dreamscape presents Smoke and Mirrors by E.A. Copen. Narrated by Matt Colrick and Aaron DeWard. Chapter 1. Josiah. I staggered into the church after midnight, a mostly empty bottle in my hand. Thunder rumbled outside, the voice of an angry father. If you listened close enough, you could hear God's belt snap against the raw, exposed flesh of the world. Lightning flashes of pain lit pale, shivering storm clouds. Fat raindrops pounded against the stained glass while a furious wind howled. The power was out, but it was bright inside, thanks in part to hundreds of white wax candles at the front of the room. A few parishioners warmed the pews, heads bowed in silent prayer, while the Blessed Virgin stood up front, arms open. Rain trailed down from my wet hair, slipping under my collar. I tugged on the stained blue tie and pulled the white cotton fabric of my shirt away from where it clung to my chest. It had been a hell of a walk in the rainstorm, and I was too pissed to recall the exact name of the church. It was Orthodox, and out of the way. Not one of the big fancy churches, but a small and humble place whose doors were always open. Suppose it didn't really matter, as I wasn't there to pray. I drew an arm over my mouth and scanned the place, looking for the priest. It was late, too late for traditional confessional hours, so I walked up the wide aisle between pews to confront the robed man in the front of the room. Halfway up, I stumbled and caught myself on a pew, startling a parishioner. She looked up at me, wide-eyed, and stood.
"Are you hurt?"
She reached to touch me. I jerked away and found my feet swaying. "Piss off." My voice bounced off the walls, the echo punctuated by thunder and lightning. I spun a half-circle, using the hand that held the bottle to point at all the others whose prayers I'd interrupted. "All of you can go get fucked, you hear me? Fucking bleeding hard, helpless twats. What are you praying for anyway? Health? Happiness? Fuck that. Get out. Go on. Get out and go make your own damn happiness. God's not going to do shit for you, needy wankers." They stared at me, deer eyes in headlights. I leaned to the side and placed the bottle in the nearest pew, barely standing upright. With a firm shove, I got back to my feet and clapped my hands together, letting the sound echo a moment before pulling my hands apart. There, floating between my hands, was a ball of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?